Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Rockridge Rocket Girls Basketball coming up again tonight on WRMJ. After last night, the Rockets picked up a nice win over Orion. And Kearney McDonald, the coach's daughter, threw in 5 threes in the first half and scored 23 points last night. So let's first talk about the game last night. You must have been feeling it from the outside. 5 threes in the first half. What about that?
Yeah, definitely. I think I just came out and shot with confidence, and they were going in, so I was feeling it and decided to keep shooting, and it kept going well for me.
All right, get the ball to Kearney McDonald and get out the way. They say now a kid that is listed at 6 foot, so in girls basketball, no question, a low post player, but it looks like you've kind of really have done a good job in improving your ball handling skills and your outside shooting. So has that been a work in progress for you, and what has went into that?
Yeah, definitely. So like you said, I am pretty tall, but I don't tend to battle with the bigs a whole lot. I prefer to, like, stay outside and be able to shoot those mid-range shots that I like so much. I put in a lot of work trying to get my threes to where I can be successful. That's always, like, been a part of my game that I've always wanted to improve. I feel like if I could be a good outside shooter as well as be able to get inside and do some good post moves, that could really, like, help round out my game.
Well, and that's noticeable that you have been improving. You know, I asked your dad when he got the job kind of what the process was like for him being a junior high coach and being a youth coach. And, you know, being a coach's kid can always be difficult. There's always interesting dynamics. So what was the process like for you? You know, take us back, like, last year when they announced your dad was going to get the girls' head basketball coaching job at Rockridge. What was the perspective like from you, I guess, when you heard that?
So, like, he has coached my class for a little bit in seventh grade, so he hadn't coached us in a couple years. So I think definitely there was, like, a warm-up process, kind of getting used to him being the one to – call all the stuff and all that good stuff and practice and everything. But I think we've all really settled in really nicely, and we're kind of everybody's used to each other right now, so that's really helped.
Well, and then is it like basketball conversation 24/7, or do you talk about other things besides basketball? And I assume probably mom makes you talk about other things besides basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, basketball is one of those things where I don't just get to come to the gym and go home. It kind of usually follows me. So, you know, after a game, we usually talk about that and all that good stuff. But I think we do a good job of talking about other things, too. It's not only just basketball at my house. So that, and my mom usually is just like, all right, let's, you know, the game's over. Here we go. Let's talk about something else now. So,
and then just tell us about the season in general. You know, it's nice to get a postseason victory. You did that. And I know pretty competitive in a lot of games this year and have played a pretty tough schedule at Rockridge. So how do you sum up this sophomore campaign? And I know you want it to continue after tonight. I know a big challenge with Illini West. But how do you sum up this, you know, 2019-2020 season for the Rockets?
I think it's definitely been like rebuilding season. Obviously, we have a lot of players that maybe didn't start or see the court a whole lot last year. So I think we've just been so competitive in every game, and I think that's been really big for us, just to show that we can battle with these bigger teams. We've played Moline and Geneseo, and that's been really successful. We didn't win, but we've been really competitive during those games. And I think that's just been our goal all season. We might not win all these games, but if we can stay competitive in them, that's a big part for us heading into next year.
All right. And it's weird because I was asking your dad last night, you played Orion 4 times. You know, it's like a local school playing one another 4 times. So kind of, I guess, what was that like? 4 times between the Rockets and the Chargers is a bunch during one season.
Yeah, definitely. I had been used to seeing them. We can just say that, yeah. Having to play them in the Ridgewood tournament and then conference and then in our postseason. So we've seen them before, so that we had a little bit of background on them.
All right. Well, the Rockets getting set to take on Illini West tonight, the top seed, and we appreciate the visit from Kearney McDonald. A big night last night. Threw in 5 threes in the first half, scored 23, and the Rockets move on to play in the regional semifinals tonight. Nice going, Kearney McDonald. Keep up the good work tonight.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.